You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You're listening to Rebel Radio with your host, Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.
Okay, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Malika Bella, here today with our guests, Chris Ivan and Joe Lujan. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Well, us, I should say us.
How exciting.
For one of the words, we said identity, and that one was stumping y'all. You're like, oh, no. I know that, you know, at least you're bilingual. You may be like trilingual or something else too, but I saw one of your songs, Mi Amor. But really, identity, like, how do you bring, you know, even just the language, like Spanish and English and different things, like different parts of being from Cali, you know, all your roots, and also Joe, you know, El Paso and filming. So how do you bring different parts of your identity into your projects?
He actually is more bilingual than I am. I wouldn't even say I'm bilingual. That was maybe the most money I've ever spent on a session because I don't speak Spanish. I understand it. I had to learn the correct pronunciation, and I should have hired someone to be in the studio with me at the time, but I FaceTimed my grandma who lives in Stockton, and it was a lot of like, is this how you say it correctly and how you do this? Because I would consider myself Afro-Latino because my mom, she's Puerto Rican Black. My dad's Mexican and Jewish. So I am like a mutt. I mean, people don't like that, but
I self-identify as a mutt. Yeah. Okay. So I appreciate
I'm like a mixture of a little bit of everything. But I wanted to add Spanish solely because, I mean, from the Puerto Rican aspect, I grew up hearing their Spanish, which is completely different from how he speaks Spanish. And I went the more traditional route and for Mi Amor, but I have a new song called Ivan on my new album, the self-titled track, and that one's in Spanish. And he listens to it, and that's more the Puerto Rican Spanish. And he was just like, we would never say something like that because it means something completely different. But I definitely did have to add some type of Hispanic flair to that. Just all my art.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, you know. It's the perfect seasoning.
Yes.
And I know when you're talking about, like, Spanish and understanding it and barely, like, you're like, oh my god, like, I had a prep for that. I wouldn't even say that I can do Spanglish. That's a step up. I can barely there's like certain phrases that I'm like, okay, I feel like a robot. I memorize those and then that's all. I can't hold the conversation. I can't pronunciation is just trash. It's an embarrassment at this point, but I can understand like bits and pieces. So I'm like,
yeah,
and it honestly, it's something I want to learn. So but yeah, thank you for that. So I do have, like, speaking of on Ivan, right, there's one track, I don't know if it's I, Pisces, or is it Pisces?
Yes.
I ask because, are you a Pisces?
I am a Pisces. My birthday was March 4th, so just a couple of days ago.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
But yeah, I bring that up because I'm really interested in like astrology and stuff like that. And I wonder if you tend to, you know, identify as a water sign, if you're like, this is totally me. For me personally, I'm a Cancer. I don't know, Joe, if you want to say yours.
I am a Taurus.
Nice. I feel like, yeah, we all get along naturally. Yeah. I feel it. The vibes in here are good. But maybe that's why that connection just instantly happened, you know, way back when. And you're like, you know what? We work perfectly. So that's where this came into fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we just kind of forget sometimes.
I think Chris wants to be more like a waterbender. I think that's what he's really into.
I am an Avatar lover, Last Airbender.
It's a perfect time for it too. Netflix be hopping on that.
So. Girl, let me tell you about that. That was amazing. They just announced season 2 and 3 and you could put me in as a dog, Netflix. You could put me in as anything, Netflix. I will even cook for y'all.
You're like, I'll be there.
For free.
For free. For free.
Well, that's funny. I feel like this is coming to a natural close. I appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you for having us.
But really with that, you know, with Ivan, is there anything specifically, is there like a favorite song on the track list? Is there something that you want to talk about?
I will say my favorite song is the self-titled track, Ivan. It was more of a it's crazy how you said identity and why I said love is because I had to find that love for myself, you know? And it's hard, you know? And fun fact, like, Joe tried to buy that song from me for his album.
I really wanted that song.
And I'll announce it here since, I mean, I wasn't going to announce it, but he's actually on the remix for my remix album coming out in the summer.
Can't wait for that.
And it's, Joe has taught me a lot about love in so many aspects with yourself and more about yourself, you know what I mean? Because it's really hard to be comfortable in your own skin. So it was just a hard learning curve and learning experience to completely have something in your hands. And sometimes you don't know how to take care of it. And I deteriorated and set my whole world on fire. And that was hard. That was heartbreaking. But within this album and creating it, especially with Ivan, I had to find that love for myself. And like this really old guy, and I'll call him an old guy. His name is Joey Salas. I remember messaging him one time, and I was just like, how do you love yourself and love for others? And how do you take care of yourself and a family and stuff like that? And he told me, and I will never forget, because Joey, like, talks a lot, and he's a goofy guy, but when it's very serious stuff, I took it very personal. And he said, you know, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And that hit me hard. And I, creating this album and even creating that song, I always thought about that. What he told me is you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. So when you set your world on fire and you're trying to come back to the things that gave you life, I had to always remember that I have to love myself first in order for me to love someone else. And I feel like that will be the biggest challenge for the rest of my life because it's hard to love yourself. But Joe was there throughout this whole project to definitely encourage me in more ways than people would ever know. But to end it there, it's like, if you have something and you love it, you're going to have to work on it. And working on it can change thousands of times.
Yeah.
But what does Lady Gaga say? If you have one person in the room, that one person can definitely, what is it?
I have no
idea. Lady Gaga says there could be 1,000 people in a room, but that one person could definitely take you where you need to be because all you need is one person's support.
There you go.
That's what she says.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
One of my best friends actually is a little monster and she's obsessed with Lady Gaga. I could have just been like, phone a friend. Like, what's the quote? This is your time to shine. Come on.
I love
on.
Lady Gaga.
That's funny.
But I think that's beautifully said.
Yeah.
Beautifully said, Chris, because I personally, and I feel like a lot of the listeners, a lot of us in this room, what, you guys don't see the other? No, I'm just kidding. No, there's a lot of self-loathing, a lot of self-deprecation. I use it like to cope and I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'll shit on myself first before anybody else has a chance to. And I'm like, oh, I'm the funny one, whatever. But the thing is, finding that self-love is so hard. And I feel like I'm still in that like love-hate relationship. It's just all or nothing. And I can never be in this in between for me personally, right? But for you, having that, you know, journey of finding self-love and being like, the things that give me life, the things that I want to appreciate and have gratitude for, it's just, it's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah, agreed. I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah.
I am. I'm the same way. I put myself last, always. I always like to take care of everyone else before it comes to me. And then when it comes to me, I'm too damn tired to even take care of myself. So,
but that's going to change.
That has to change. It definitely does have to change, yes.
Well, yeah. Speaking of change, I have one last question for y'all. So where do you see Chris Ivan? Where do you see Joe Lujan? Maybe where do you see Chris X Joe, like the collab, in the next couple of years? So what do you want to manifest out there?
The next couple of years.
She'd be asking these deep questions.
Next couple of years.
It's a therapy session, you know, but it's free. Here you go. Work through something.
Well, for me, I want to say, so the next 2 years for me are already kind of laid out. I'm kind of locked in a contract to make a total of 13 films the next 2 years.
Wow.
So I know that that's going to be something that's just going to consume me. At this point right now, though, I feel like I can't look that far. Everything I do is for my family. I've dedicated my entire career and all the work that I do to my family that I kind of just focus on, like, what's happening today. You know, I've kind of always thought that way just because I've lost a lot of friends throughout the years, family members that I'm like, it's a great question. And you only want to hope that you want to see, you know, obviously I want to, you know, be doing studio work with Universal, Paramount, you know, Disney, all that. That's the goal. Yeah. Overall goal. But I think I can't see past that. I think I can only see today. If that's a dumb answer. Is that a dumb answer?
That's actually the most real. It's eye-opening for me right now because, you know, having all of these plans like way, like 20 years from now, and you're like, oh, I see myself doing this, this and that. I mean, that's valid. It really is. But your answer actually is something, what's the word? Like tangible. And it's that step-by-step process that is so real. It's so needed to get to where you want to be. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like to get to where I'm going to be in 5 years, I have to look at what I'm doing today. That's what's going to lead me to tomorrow and the day after that. I don't know. That's kind of how I always think. I think too much.
That was really deep. That was really deep for me.
I got to change my answer. No, I'm just kidding.
No, to be honest, I still haven't grasped all of it. That's how deep it is because I'm like, I wasn't thinking that deep. That's so funny. So was the question about us individually, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it can be. It can be a future production together.
I mean, we do have a few music videos already in post together for some of his songs. So that's something that's going to be coming out in the future real soon. As well as him returning for the next Immortal Wars. He'll be back to reprise his role.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting.
Collab-wise. But now, think of you.
Where do I want to be in 5 years? Obviously music is always going to be the passion and I would love to open up for Kesha or Iggy Azalea, even though my music doesn't fit there. More like Kesha, my music does, but Iggy, my music has no correlate. I'm just an amazing, fan of her because I love underdogs and I don't see her as an underdog, but people do see her as that. Touring for some of my favorite artists, opening up even if it's damn 30 seconds, like I just want to put it out there. But at the same time, I'm always going to do music, but where I would want to see myself in 5 years, I definitely would want Joe to direct a script that I write. I would love that. I don't know. That would be really cool. Joe always writes his scripts. So this is like the first time he's ever heard that. And he's probably like getting so mad up inside. Because he doesn't like to. I mean, he writes his stuff. But I don't know. I do definitely want to get more involved in like the filmmaking. So 5 years would be not like anywhere between It has to be the fifth year because I'm not ready for that just yet. But
you know yourself best.
Yeah, I want to write a script that Joe would be like really proud of, because he's more dabbled in my world of music. I've never really dabbled a lot into his world. So that would be really cool to write a script. And then
maybe perform at the Grammys in the 5 years, like go on a world tour.
Really?
Man, that's what I see. I don't know, man.
Let me start with North America first. Because
yeah.
No, I love how you're being so supportive. But I've personally, for me, I realized that being more realistic is more easier to accomplish than having these.
But you do have to give yourself credit, though. Like, his music is really good.
Yeah.
Like, for you to be on album 3, not many artists get even album 1. You know, it's like, so you have to, you're being a little modest right now. But his music is people do connect to it. I've connected to a lot of your music. It's a great album. Ivan is probably, like I said, it's his best album. It's his best music thus far. In 5 years, it might be even better than Ivan. That's what I see. And if people don't see it, well then, people don't have good taste.
Oh. Yeah.
Saying, I'm sorry.
That's how you know Joe's a real one.
I know. I would also say I want to, in 5 years, I want Joe to hopefully get the rights to film Underworld. And
Resident Evil. That'd be a good one.
Resident Evil, but I'm talking about myself. I want you to get the rights to, he loves Resident Evil, but I love Underworld. So I would want him to get the rights for Underworld, and I would love for you to bring back the lead actress.
Kate.
Yeah. And I would want to be a vampire, but Joe says I don't have a vampire look.
I feel like you could be more like a king of a werewolf.
Oh, I see that.
You see?
I see it.
Yeah.
You could be like the king of werewolves.
I know, but
you could fight Kate in the film.
That's in five years, if anything. Like, that'd be so dope too. I love vampires and werewolves, so
whole another episode right there.
Literally, like, literally. So
we'll keep that for the Halloween special.
Ooh. Yes. I'm down. No.
Well, that's one of his projects. I mean, I won't say anything, but within his 13 films that he has to make, he definitely has some things.
I'm starting my next franchise within these 13 films that are going to be, it's going to be pretty big. Wow. Yeah. If people thought The Immortal Wars is big, this one's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
And 13, the number itself, you know.
That's my favorite number.
Yeah. Oh, see?
So when I got that, I was like, this is so me. Let's do it.
That was you.
I love when things just happen like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Exciting.
Well, thank you both so much for being
thank
here
you.
Today.
Thank you
so
for having us.
Definitely, definitely go listen to Ivan and honestly, like all of Chris Ivan's music and
thank
all the
you.
Collabs, the remixes, everything with Joe. And Joe, do you want to say the most upcoming movie?
Well, right now we're on a press junket with The Immortal Wars.
Okay.
That's the new one. I do have another film called My Little Nightmare that was released on Apple TV about a month ago now, I think. I have another film, Rust 3, that's hitting Apple TV. I want to say it's this month. I have a lot of projects. I'll be honest. If anyone wants to see any of our films, you can go to carcass-studios.com. That's my production company. On that, you'll see all the trailers, all of the behind the scenes, the everything that has to do with the films that we do here in Vegas or in El Paso or in LA. You can see any of those projects. But if you even just search my name or my films on like Amazon Prime, Tubi, or even if you Google it, I know that sounds very cocky. I shouldn't be saying it like that.
He always says
but
that.
If you do that, you'll find all of our projects and what we're doing and what's to come too. Because we are casting films in Vegas because we're shooting in Vegas. So we're going to do the same thing in El Paso. We're going to cast in El Paso because we're shooting in El Paso.
Vegas is becoming a second LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
I don't
before
know.
Our
I just,
eyes.
We just have a lot. Yeah. So. And then, you know, follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter. My niece has got me on TikTok doing very stupid things.
What are you, Joe Lujan Official?
Joe Lujan Official on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
And then, Chris, any socials you want to plug?
I'm official Chris Ivan everywhere. So I would say I'm mostly on Instagram. I'm only on Twitter for like, I waited too long. People are probably going to think I'm on Twitter for the wrong reasons. but I like to get all like the news and the tea. I will go to Twitter.
Yeah,
people,
that's the spot.
Quick.
That's where Chris checks his sources. Your sources. There you go.
Like he's like, Lady Gaga's coming out with a new album. Cardi B's coming out with a new album.
Yeah, and I'll like, be like, check your sources. And he'll be on Twitter. He's like, it's true. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, because
it's confirmed.
He'll check on Facebook. And I'm like, mm-mm. These links, no.
Twitter, that's last resort.
Twitter is really accurate. Like everyone will be tweeting about the same thing.
Or who's having drama at the moment.
That's where I get, I'll be watching Baddies. I don't know if you know what that is.
This guy got me into Baddies.
What?
I don't know. Baddies is Bad Girls Club. Back when it was on Oxygen. It's like,
it's Natalie Nunn and Baddies. And
it's not the most woman like you. Because today's woman, what is today's National Women's Day, right?
Yeah, International Women's Day.
So let's keep it positive in that aspect because Natalie Nunn has nothing. I mean, she does put her girls on, but it comes with a few weaves and nails coming off. So,
well, no.
It's, I mean, they're supporting each other in their own unique way. So, kudos to Miss Nunn.
I love Natalie.
I definitely wouldn't want to chin check her.
No. You don't mess with the boss. No.
Yeah.
Well, listeners got a lot to check out. They gotta read lot. Up, watch everything.
People are now hearing the secrets. Joe Lujan's into Baddies.
Oh. Maybe you could work for Zeus.
Zeus, let's go.
Or we could have Zeus is always doing like new shows and everything. What if they had you film Rising Stars in Vegas? Because there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Zeus, if you're listening, let's do it.
That is something within 5 years. And another thing really quick. If anyone, I'm looking to create my own boy band. So if anyone ever wants to look in being a band, just reach out to me. That's a dream.
It is. She's been talking about it for a while now.
Yo, that could happen.
I've just wanted to create a boy band and see if I could participate in it. Or maybe just create one in my own self. Because who knows? Maybe I'm a diva and I can't work with others. Who knows? I don't know. That's what people have told me. Or maybe I just want to be like Diddy and create another Danity Kane.
Hey.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
We'll see. A lot of projects, a lot of hopes, plans, things that are going to happen.
Yep.
Stay positive and create.
Exactly.
That's all you can do.
Exactly. Thank you both so much again, Chris Ivan, Joe Lujan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And for everybody out there, definitely go look up all their projects. The very few that I've seen so far, amazing. Chef's kiss.
Oh, thank you.
What did you say it was called? My Little Vampire?
My Little Nightmare.
The vampire talk really I don't know. I think that's a legit movie from when I was a kid, maybe like My Little Vampire or something like that.
Yeah, that's why.
That's a solid.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I like that one.
Solid.
Maybe just everything. The last brain cell really trying to hold it together. But I'm so interested in all these projects.
Thank you.
Thank you again. And thank you all for listening to Rebel Radio. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio with Malika Bella, Lyrics Locals Love, on the Rebel HD2.